Hey guys, it's Brianna here. Welcome to another episode of Oh Brother, your favorite Big Brother podcast, where I'm joined by my Big Brother obsessed friends to chat all things BB. Listen as we discuss all of the alliances, backdoors, and twists you love to watch. Plus, we'll let you in on some live feed moments that you may have missed. Enjoy! We're back, and I'm here with Jonathan. Jonathan, say hey.
Hey.
Jonathan has been on the podcast before, but it has been a while. So you may remember him, you may not.
Right.
To give the people kind of like some insight into, you know, how you've been enjoying this season or maybe not enjoying this season, what you're thinking about the cast, I'm going to ask you a couple questions so people can get to know you a little bit.
I'm ready.
And your Big Brother digest from the season. Okay,
let's do it.
So my first question is, who were you most sad to see go home, if anyone?
I've been dreading this answer. I will say nobody.
Wow, but ruthless.
But if I have to give an answer strictly for TV purposes, Jared was very entertaining.
Oh no.
I know he was probably
this conversation is going to be very interesting.
I think we're done with this episode.
given that information. Jared?
I mean, he wasn't a good guy by any means, but it was very interesting to listen to or to watch him and his complete train wreck of a game. But that doesn't necessarily mean I like him. Yeah. I'm saying from a TV strict perspective.
You're like, disclaimer.
Yeah, huge disclaimer. Don't catch
it. No, I get that in the sense that, like, I always say I'm team chaos when it comes to Big Brother. So, like, whoever is going to cause the most chaos is usually who I like to stay.
Yeah.
However, I was not a Jared fan. Personally, the one I was most sad to see go, which I think is also a little bit of a, not controversial, but, like, not a very common opinion, is Izzy. I liked Izzy a lot. And I was a little sad when Hyson went home. Just because he brought like such a crazy energy and was like such a comp beast that I wanted him to stay.
Yeah.
But I didn't get my wish.
Yeah, Izzy.
She was just so fun on the feeds and so chaotic. Like chaos energy in a human.
Yeah. If I watched the feeds, I'm sure my opinion of all of these house guests would be way different.
Yeah, totally.
But I chose to be a casual this season. And honestly, just watch the episodes.
It's a very valid choice. I'm at the point in the season now where, and I hate to say it, but like I just want it to be fucking over.
Right.
I mean, I'm still excited about it and I like am looking forward to watching the rest of it, but I'm also just like, I've been watching so much feeds, so many episodes that I'm like, okay, can we be done now?
Yeah. I can imagine how painful it must have been during those Zombie Week.
Zombie Week was awful because it was just 1 week of Big Brother stretched out across 2 weeks for no fucking reason. So that was annoying.
Well, I do have a theory on that.
Okay.
I mean, actually, I have a lot of theories on this season. I feel like the longer we talk about this, my tinfoil hat's going to be showing a lot more.
Well, I need to hear this theory, though. Because I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but go for it.
Well, it's a two-pronged theory. I mean, I think that this week, someone was supposed to get voted out. Or that week in particular. Someone was supposed to get voted out. But then Luke got, you know, kicked out.
So yeah.
That's my big theory. And also, I think the whole... Yeah, okay. And then I also think that the zombie thing, in general, was just to drag out the show because of the writer's strike and all that stuff. So,
Well, yeah, because when you looked at the number of weeks at that point, they didn't have enough people in the house to make it that number of weeks.
Right.
So it all tracks.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Like, they tend to plan for unforeseen stuff like that with Luke. Like, last season, it was, like, the Paloma thing where she left.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Yeah. And I feel like usually they're pretty good about getting around stuff like that. But because they were already stretching it 100 days,
yep.
I think, yeah, I am subscribed to your theory.
Cool. Thanks.
So we both got our tinfoil hats on.
Glad we're agreeing with that one. The Jared take, we'll forget about that one.
Yeah,
guess, right?
The Jared take, not so much. But you know what? I can edit that out. It's fine.
That's cool. Yeah, just replace that with Sari or somebody else and we'll be okay.
I'll just prop the name in. Speaking of people that you're rooting for, though. Who would you say, like, the people that are in the house right now, who are you rooting for?
I'm looking at my list, and I'm not going to lie, if it's not Matt or Jag, I will be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have another theory that neither Matt or Jag will win this game.
Wow. I feel like you might be right.
Yeah. I just feel like it's their time is coming. If not soon, one of their times are coming soon.
Yeah.
And I theorize that Jag will last longer. And he already got voted out.
Right.
So I don't think he's going to get, you know, votes in the end out of, you know, because like he played a great game. Like he got bailed out. Let's
I
be
feel
honest.
The same so, way. Yeah.
That's my theory. But I really, really want Matt to win.
Yeah, if I had to pick someone right now to win the season, it would be Matt, probably.
Right, as it should be, I would argue. So,
yeah,
Suri, that would be cool. But I listened to your last episode, and you said, like, it was kind of boring.
Right,
and I'm like,
it's just predictable.
I super
agree. I love
with
her,
that.
Though. Like, I think out of the people who are left, now that Cameron is gone, thank you very much, I would be happy with any of these people winning.
Yeah.
Even, dare I say, Bowie Jane. It would be wild, but I am Team Chaos. So
all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Gotta go. I know she's not going to win, which is why I feel so comfortable saying that.
Sure.
But if she was in the final two chairs and she somehow convinced them to vote for her, all power to you.
Okay. All right. Well, two thoughts. On Suri, for starters.
Okay.
Have you seen The Traitors?
I have.
Okay, so are we allowed to spoil that on
you? Yeah,
okay.
If you haven't seen The Traitors by now, come on.
You're kind of playing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I've seen Suri win something.
Yes.
So it's like, I don't really want to, I don't care if she wins something else now.
It's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. Let's say she gets kicked out of The Traitors and then she wins Big Brother. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. I'm
finally.
For this. Finally,
yeah.
She gets over the hump. But she already kind of pulled it off. So it's like, all right, I get it now. I don't really need to.
And her win on Traitors was just so epic that, like.
It was. But
I feel like
so
you can't top it. Very predictable, but, like, the way it went down was so epic that I feel like you can't really top it with Big Brother.
I agree. At this point, with the people who are left, there's no one interesting for her to kick out. I
right.
guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, but you mean Bowie Jane wouldn't be like crazy for
well, that's a good transition because I was about to start talking about them. I don't know how much. Well, we can wait on Bowie Jane since she's HOH.
Oh,
we'll
have plenty of time to talk about, as Felicia would say, fucking Bowie Jane.
Fucking Bowie Jane. Yeah, okay.
That's one of my favorite clips that has come out of this season. That and the one of Izzy saying, I want to fuck them up. Have you seen that video?
No.
It's a feeds clip. I will find it and I will send it to you after this.
Please do that. Please do that.
I want to fuck them up. That's what I want.
Bowie Jane? You're rooting for her? What about like...
I wouldn't say I'm rooting for her. I would not say I'm rooting for Bowie Jane. I would say out of the people who are left, I would be fine with any of them winning the game, but she would be at the bottom of the list, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because usually at this point in a season, I have like two people who I want to win, two or three people who I'm like, I will kill myself if they win.
Right.
And then other people who I'm like, okay, I would be fine with them winning. And Bowie's one of the people that I would be fine with winning.
Okay. All right. I'll accept it for now.
Agree to disagree.
As we go on through this HOH week, you'll probably be upset with what I have to say, I guess.
Well, let's find out. Before we get to Bowie, though, they did a couple flashbacks, as they tend to do in the first episode. And the first one was Jag pitching to Cam to keep Felicia. And
yes.
My thing with Jag is, like, he's messy, and he's not a very good liar in most scenarios. He's gotten better a little bit, though.
Mm-hmm.
And this conversation with Cam cracked me up because he was, like, pitching to Cam why we need to keep Felicia, telling Cam, you know, keeping Felicia's better for his game because she's going to target Corey. And Cam was eating it up.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, Jag's really doing it. And it really made me laugh when Cam was like, Corey always has to be the smartest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, Cameron, first of all, you're describing yourself. Also.
Yeah.
Like, he's not wrong about Corey, but you're also describing yourself And Jag is doing, obviously it's Big Brother, he's doing it in his own self-interest, mm-hmm. but also funny that Cameron has tried for many weeks to get Felicia out and has failed.
Yeah, actually, I mean, Cameron in general, so, okay, love Taylor. I'm going to go flashback to last season. Okay. Love Taylor, to death. Queen, Stan, all that, right? How many HOHs did she win? Once? Twice?
One, I think. Maybe two.
If she won two, both of them were train wrecks. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And
her first one was awful.
Her first one was an absolute train wreck, exactly. I don't know how she survived that week. I mean, she was HOH. That's the only reason she survived that week.
She shouldn't have survived the fallout from that week.
No, I don't think so. But so every single one of Cam's HOHs have gone up in flames.
Yes.
The first one isn't his fault. Jag gets bailed out and saved by Matt. But week two, or well, second week or whatever, who do you even target? I forget who.
I think...
Oh, Izzy went home.
Yeah.
Yeah, which wasn't his target. And then... Mikol, which, I mean, I don't know. I'll give her credit, whatever, but she hasn't exactly done anything.
I know. I had so much hope for her, and I really liked her as a person, but I just wanted to see her fucking do something, and she never did.
I wanted to see her on TV, and right? I didn't see her on TV.
She had her moment on her way out, which I loved, because I love when people go out, like, guns blazing like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But I was like, where was this Mimi all season long? I was like, girl, it's a little too late.
Yeah, she was furniture. But all due respect. But yeah, no, so Cameron, his HOHs are terrible, I will
say.
And
his social game is so bad. Like, he was the worst, maybe the worst comp beast we've ever had. Like, he had all the competition wins, but none of the social game to back it up. And so that's why every single week that he was not HOH, he was on the block.
Right.
And fighting for his life.
Right.
Felicia said it well. I think I put the clips in the last episode, mm-hmm. but she was basically like, every week that he's not HOH, he's down here alone. Nobody talks to him. Like, nobody wants to hang out with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, he had so much potential to be like this epic Big Brother player. And I just feel like his social game was awful.
Yeah. Well, what annoys me about it is to super fast forward, but like his interview with Julie was great.
Yeah,
which I would say.
What I don't understand about it is, was he being genuine? Because I was getting cult leader Cameron, like, I'm just going to say what you want to hear, like, being ironically, like, I almost feel like him blaming himself and, like, taking accountability mm-hmm. for stuff. Like, I hope it was real. Like, yeah. I hope that was a real Cameron.
Right, right.
But the impression that I got from it was that he was, like, almost making a joke out of it. Like, I don't know. Maybe I was reading it wrong, and I hope I was. Huh. But I just sort of felt a little bit like he was, like, tongue-in-cheek being like, oh, yeah, it was all me. I'm an idiot. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it was all him.
It was, and it was.
So I would assume that, because he said he did a lot of talk with Suri.
Yeah, so maybe she kind of gave him
I like to think that, like, people told him, like, all right, dude, like...
this is why.
You kind of suck.
Yeah.
It's kind of all on you. But my point was, so he interviewed so well, and it seems to me that his level of self-awareness was great.
Yeah.
So I honestly do think he had all the tools to succeed, but he was just in his own head.
Yeah, he was on a power trip a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's in denial about a lot of things. Like, I think he knew things that were happening, but was just adamant that they weren't, even though he knew. Like,
right.
With
right.
the Felicia thing, he was like, no, Felicia's going home. No, she's going home. No, she's going home.
Right.
And every single person is going up to HOH telling him, but no, she's not.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, but yes, she is. But you know she's not. But he's so in denial about it. It's like, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he should have just picked better targets. I don't know why he didn't even... Well, he did think about Corey this whole time and then...
didn't follow through with it.
Yeah.
HOH, obviously the competition was in, like, the previous episode, so we don't need to talk through, like, every single thing, but...
Okay.
The fact that Bowie accidentally won HOH after trying to throw it by putting whatever number... She put 27, and then she changed it to 627 right before Julie asked for a final answer.
Yeah.
In a tiebreaker where you lose by going over is mm-hmm. wild, first of all.
For sure.
Because she claims she was trying to throw it.
Okay. Whatever she said, whatever she says, yo.
Yeah. I was just like, what's going on here? But between Felicia and Bowie, when it got to that point, I was rooting for Bowie to win it. Just because, like, I don't know, Felicia's already been HOH. I feel like it would have been a predictable week. I didn't know what the hell Bowie was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, sure, Bowie HOH, let's go.
Yeah, in terms of something different happening, I'm cool with Bowie Jane winning. But getting basically every question right and then bombing the last question is not throwing a competition.
Right.
Like, that's a poor execution of throwing. You could have just got the questions wrong. Right. I was going to fact check you.
True. I didn't even think of that. I think what probably happened was she went in wanting to play to win, yeah. then got to the end, panicked, and was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want this. I don't care if Felicia wins. So let me try to throw it to her. Because I think what happens with these competitions is people say they want to throw it, but they only want to throw it to certain people.
Right.
And so, like, they still play up to a certain point.
Right.
So then we got down to her and Felicia. She was probably like, well, fuck, I actually don't want this power.
Right, right.
So let me try to throw it by putting a super low number in a competition where if you go over, you lose.
In her defense, I mean, sure, guessing zero, you're more likely to lose the competition if that's what you want.
But put 1 million.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we've seen 1 million work before. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I will say boo Bowie Jane for terrible throwing execution.
Yes.
I put yourself in that position to begin with. I mean, I don't know. But also, in her defense, too, Corey was tied with her and Felicia. Yeah. So, once she found out, oh, Corey got it wrong, cool. Now I can.
I thought Corey was going to win that.
I thought so, too. I thought he blew the last question because I forget what it was, but it seemed to be easy to me.
Yeah, obvious.
Regardless, congrats, Bowie Jane. I'll give Bowie Jane her flowers now.
For now.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the episode was everyone in the bathroom celebrating Bowie's win, but then Jag going, but wait, why is everyone happy though? Like, too real.
Absolutely.
Jag is kind of thinking through scenarios of who he wants in his final three.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Bowie's win is great because I want to take Matt and Bowie to final three. Meanwhile, Corey wants to take America and Bowie to final three.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, America wants to take Corey and Bowie to final three. So at this point, I feel like Bowie's a shoo-in for final three. Ugh. Because I also think it's pretty certain that most other people, like Ceri and Felicia, would probably also want to take Bowie at least to final three because all these people think they could beat her.
Yeah. You know, I think Bowie's best thing to happen to her, frankly, was Mikol going home.
Yeah.
Because Mikol was going to be in that slot, I would assume, for sure.
Right. Like, as the third person, the third wheel.
Yeah, because she hasn't won anything up to that point, just like Bowie. Well, never mind. Now Bowie's won some things. But Mikol hasn't won anything, you know, and she didn't do anything and had no agency early or, you know,
present and, day. Like, arguably had less allies than Bowie does, even pre-HOH.
Yeah. Yeah, way less.
Mm-hmm.
So Mikol was, in my opinion, a shoo-in third-person slot.
Yep.
I would have taken her to Final Two, you know?
So, I know. Well, my worry is that all these people that are wanting to take Bowie to Final Three probably also want to take Bowie to Final Two.
Yeah, well, they do. They definitely do. Maybe not Matt or Jack, but everyone else would want to take Bowie to
Final Two. I know. Are we gonna get a scenario in which Matt or Jack has to choose between their ride or die or Bowie Jane?
I hope so.
That would be fun to watch, that's for sure.
Regardless of the outcome, at least we were this close. I know.
Maybe somebody will Paul themselves.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Or Cody.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that.
So bad.
They want to be Derek and Cody so bad, so.
That's true. They did make the comparison.
Yeah.
Ceri is also trying to find people to align with because she's kind of like
she's not
on
bad
her
right
own
now.
Yeah, right she's, now.
She's going through it right now.
But I almost honestly think that's a good thing for her. I find that when strong players lose most or all of their allies, it usually becomes a good thing because then they're no longer seen as a target, which I think is what's happening with Ceree. They all trust her. They think she can't win competitions, which so far has proven to be true.
Mm-hmm. Well, she can't play in them.
That's true. She never gets fucking picked for anything. But I think she feels closest to Blue at this point, because Blue has been the most open with her, mm-hmm. and Blue has clear targets that do not involve Ceree.
Yep.
She also has like the Jared connection too, so I think it's natural that those two would kind of align together. I guess we'll see how closely they work together. I would like to see them, you know, stick together, but I guess we'll see.
I wouldn't necessarily count on Blue as like an ultimate ally or anything. So
I also think Ceree will just go with whoever she thinks she has the best opportunity with. Like, she's smart enough to know that like she can't put all of her eggs in Blue's basket.
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Ceree's just in free agent mode and Blue makes the most sense of all of everyone on this list that I'm looking at. Blue makes the most sense. Followed by Felicia, I guess, but not even Felicia anymore. So I'll take Blue. Fine. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Join Team Ceree.
Corey, meanwhile, realizes that Cameron is trying to pit him and Blue against each other to kind of set himself up for next week. Because at this point, Cameron thinks he's sitting pretty. His buddy Bowie Jane just won HOH, so he thinks he's good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's plotting and scheming and trying to get Corey and Blue against each other, but Corey is smart enough to realize what's going on. So that kind of leads him to push for Cam and Blue to go on the block. But Jag and Matt at first are not super on board because they don't want the heat from whoever stays, which is funny because neither of them are HOH.
Yeah. Can I super quick vent?
Yes, go for it.
I was watching the nominations episode and was that Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah. I was watching the Sunday episode and I was literally thinking this whole episode is about who is going to be the first one to talk to Bowie Jane and convince her to do what they want.
Yep.
Not what's Bowie Jane want.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, this is not Bowie Jane's week.
It perfectly describes Bowie's game.
It does.
Like, everyone else figuring out what Bowie's going to do for them.
You're right. Yes.
And Felicia and Ceree also realize, like, Bowie is probably not going to listen to us. So we're going to talk to Matt and Jag and pitch to them what we want so that when they talk to Bowie Jane, she'll do what we want her to do. So basically, it has become just Matt and Jag being a spokesperson for everyone to get into Bowie's ear.
Yep.
And it worked out in their favor, I guess.
In the end, I guess.
Before we get to nominations, they did a couple of the like random segments that they throw in.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to touch on those quickly.
Love those.
They did the segment on Jag's turban and how he like folds it, or I don't know what the proper term is for what it's called.
I think folding it. Yeah.
And I just respect his style choices. Every time I see Jag, he looks fly. So
without a doubt. I mean, we went to high school with somebody who wore a hijab, and she did a great job like
matching
color
them.
Coordinating and everything. And I was like, oh, that's so fire.
Yeah.
So,
It seems fun.
Yeah, it's like familiar to me. Yeah, I appreciate this. What I don't appreciate is the fact that we weren't supposed to get this segment because weeks ago he was supposed to be gone.
Yep.
It's like, can I have that segment, please? Like, I don't know.
Right? It is super weird to think about Jag now as a player because, like you said, he's not supposed to be there.
Right.
But he is. Also, Cameron, not supposed to be there, but he was at this point.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like all of the evicted house guests winning all the competitions after they were already evicted unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
Grinds my gears a little.
I agree.
But I will say, personality-wise, I love Jag. I think he's hilarious. He seems like a fun person to be around.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so damn messy. He's not a great player.
Yeah, and we kind of see it more. Again, I'm a casual this season, so I haven't seen his feed antics, but on the show, like this week in particular, we've had two conversations with him where he's just like blank face, like, like not saying anything.
He's a terrible liar.
I'm assuming because he doesn't want to lie, right? Uh-huh. But yeah, this is the first time I've been like, whoa, is Jag not good at this game? Again, certainly from the show perspective.
They have given him... So you have that perspective from watching as a casual viewer.
Yeah.
And that's them making him look a lot better than he actually is. So, like, you're already saying it and you haven't seen, like, a lot of feed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that, like, times 10. He's messy boots, as
Oh, Jag.
As Blue would say, oh, messy Jag. Boots.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Jag, you're slipping, man. You're slipping in my my winner pick predictions.
Who was your winner pick prediction?
Right
beginning,
now?
Beginning of the season. Did you have somebody that you were
Oh, yeah, on? Yeah. I was high on Izzy.
I loved Izzy day one, too. Yeah. Oh, actually, no. Preseason, I was like, I think I'm going to hate her. But then when I saw her in the episode, I was like, I think I love her.
Mm-hmm. So I have, so, okay, can I do a shameless plug here?
Go for it.
So, I mean, I've told you about it before.
Yes.
But I have this little club called the Season Club where we watch reality television and then we talk about it once a week.
Love.
So we're currently doing Survivor 45 in this.
I'm watching Survivor right now. What shows are you doing after Big Brother ends? Because maybe then I'll join if you're still doing stuff.
Well, there's a couple that I have in mind.
Okay. So well, keep me posted.
Yes.
Because I may join.
Okay, cool.
Big Brother season's crazy.
It is.
So I don't think I can take on another thing. But post Big Brother season, I'm in.
It's a lot of television, you know? But anyways, point being, we did our own draft. I took on my team Izzy and Cameron, who are no longer here.
Yikes.
But I also took Corey and Suri.
Okay, that's not bad. I think Corey's not long for the game, probably, but Suri's a great pick.
Agreed. I think Izzy was my first pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who has Matt? Yeah. Not that I probably know who these people are, but...
You haven't met him, but one of my buddies named Dave.
Okay, well, Dave, I'm rooting for you.
Dave's got the good pick right now. Yeah.
Oh, the other segment that I want to talk about that they put in the episode was Felicia talking about, you know, joining the Air Force and how she had that domestic violence experience.
Right, right.
I was like, holy shit. When she started talking about that, this sounds really sad, but like it makes sense to me based on the person that she is. Like she strikes me as somebody who like when faced with a situation like that would do anything to get out of it.
Just join the military.
And like props to her for doing that because it's a really hard thing to do when you're in a situation like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, hell yeah, Miss Felicia. Right. No wonder why she's like such a strong, loud, like outgoing person. She's been through some shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, not to get too personal, but domestic violence is like something that hits close to home for me.
Yeah.
So watching this segment was great.
Mm-hmm.
I love when we get segments like this. And later eviction episode, we got one with Matt.
Yeah.
You know, like, just like, I appreciate when they do that.
Yep.
When they go like real personal, even just for one segment. That's all I need.
Right.
So I can appreciate that. And it was a really good message for sure. So.
And her like straight to camera too, being like, if you're in a bad situation, get out. And like, literally speaking to somebody who might be in that situation. I was like, absolutely. Hell yeah, Felicia.
Hell yeah. Hopefully some people are able to take that and run with it.
I know. I love her. I find her fucking hilarious. She is like so one of the best personalities this season, in my opinion.
She's Felicia. She's a lot, man.
Gotta love her.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the chaos that is Big Brother House. Matt and Jag have finally come to the conclusion that they would like Bowie to take out Cameron. So they take their little butts up to the HOH room and they try to pitch it to her. Surprisingly, I mean, I don't know if this is super surprising. I guess I just expected Bowie to do whatever anyone else told her to do. But surprisingly, she did push back. She was like, listen, I don't know if I want to put Cameron up because like he's been my ally this whole time.
Yeah.
She was like, you guys are underestimating Felicia, which is kind of a hot take. I mean, you definitely don't want to underestimate anyone in Big Brother. I felt like that was just her way of being like, I'm not putting Cameron up.
I agree.
Yeah. And so she was just like, I think I'm going to go with Suri and Felicia, but like, I'll take whatever you're saying into consideration. But she basically flat out told them, like, I'm not putting Cameron up straight away.
Yeah. I think Bowie was just grasping at straws for excuses to not put Cameron up because because they voted together one time.
Yeah. And I think okay. because of like their red connection. Yeah. The fact they voted together there and like sort of were buddy buddy a little bit, but I don't think that they ever solidified any alliance outside of that fake like Legends 25 thing they were in.
Which hated that name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of the names this season have been questionable.
Honestly, the only one that I like is the freaking Matt and Jag
Minutemen
thing. Yeah.
And even that's like corny to me. Like it's fun, but it's corny.
It's corny. I'm not going to be scared when I hear yeah. the name Minutemen necessarily, right. but I like the whole time thing. It's like, that's fun.
You didn't love the Bye Bye Bitches? Although, actually, I think the professors was a little bit fun. Like when they
I
had
hated
all,
that one.
But I liked when they were like, we're taking the kids to school and all their like corny puns. Yeah, those but,
like,
were funny.
Miko's like, what, 25, 26? Like, she's not a professor. Like, Izzy's probably around the same age. I was like, we're...
Izzy's in her 30s. I think she's 30.
Izzy's in her
30s? I think Mimi might be too, actually.
Well, or, Izzy... Well, they killing it then. Like, they tricked me.
Or like, late 20s, maybe? I don't know.
Well, they fooled me. That's impressive. Oh, I actually have their ages written down. Miko's 30.
Yeah.
Damn,
I
what?
So. She's 30? Isn't Izzy like 32 or something?
She's 32.
I told you.
Okay, never mind. I guess they're professors.
Redacted.
my fault.
I thought that one was fun. But just because, again, it was corny. And like they had their little like office hours, like taking the kids to school, like yeah. all the shit they would say.
Whatever.
Those made me laugh.
What would be, if you could fix this season's alliance names? Or
oh, shit.
What, just let's plop you in the house. And you're
and
teaming
I have
up
to make
with,
an alliance right now?
Yeah. What's your name? Do you have you thought about that?
I haven't. I feel like most people that are like big fans of Big Brother are like, oh, if I went in the house, I know what I would like name my alliance or like yeah. at least have ideas. Honestly, I haven't thought of it. I think really? It would be something I would come up with in the moment. Mm. The first thing that came to mind just now, which like would never have happened if I were on this cast because I would not know the Twitter lore.
Sure.
But knowing the lore and like seeing all the tweets and what people have been saying,
mm-hmm.
everybody compares Corey to Timmy Turner because he wears his pink hat and his pink shirt. And
okay.
then
I can see that, yeah.
Sean and I have made the connection that if he's Timmy Turner, that makes America Trixie. If you've okay. seen Fairly Odd Parents. And
oh, yeah.
she fits
Love
the description very well. Tell me I'm pretty. She wears like cutesy little outfits. She has the dark hair.
Yeah.
Very girly. So like fits the description.
Okay.
Right?
I can
So maybe yeah. I would have to do like some kind of Fairly Odd Parents themed alliance.
Okay.
I don't
Are
know.
You saying that you're gonna be America? Are you just gonna
No, I would be in an alliance with them. But okay. so I don't know who that makes me. Does that make me like Doug Dimmadome or something like that?
If you wanna be Doug Dimmadome, you could be Doug Dimmadome.
I could be Vicky.
If you
Ben Twerp.
You can. I don't see why not.
But yeah, that was my first thought. I don't
okay.
know why.
Okay.
Do cool, you cool. have an alliance name that's better than that?
Yes.
Which, the bar is low. So.
Nah, it's high. That's a tough act to follow. Yeah, I have always envisioned, and this is probably going to be dumb, but I never really said this to anybody, but I've always envisioned that if I were to go into the house, I would make an alliance and call it the home team.
Oh.
Like,
that's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, all these other guys are just like, you know, we got to send them back to wherever mm. they came from. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know.
That's a fun one. I like that.
Yeah, but you can't do like a sign with that or like a little hand gesture. So
my only...
That'd be a tough one.
I don't know, but the thing, only thing about that though is mm-hmm. the home team, somebody could turn that around and be like, well, we're sending the home team home. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Not to ruin your dream right
Ooh.
Now, but like...
No, you're right. And I should have thought of that.
I don't want to be the home team.
But that's better than the away team.
Yeah, that's, you're right. You're right. The away team is terrible.
Oh, well, okay. I'll back to the drawing board for me.
Sorry, not to be that guy.
Good thing I got on this podcast before I got on the show, huh? You know?
So, well, if anyone wants to take that name, I guess now it's up for grabs.
Oh, it's too late. Yeah, yeah, I'm officially picking a new one.
Well, so Bowie is taking into consideration what people are saying, but really does not want to get blood on her hands. And so that leads okay. her to nominate Felicia and Ceri. Her speech was so awkward. Her being like, blame Corey, and then like laughing and being like, it was a joke. And then she walked the wrong way.
Bowie.
It was just a hot fucking mess.
Okay. I'm so confident that she has not seen the show before.
Oh, I don't think so.
Like, I think she's
a recruit. I think that's pretty, I think that's, it's, like, confirmed.
It's evident. Yeah. It's evident. But, like, like, that, this is just, like, Paul was a recruit.
Yeah.
Paul's never seen the show.
Matt's a recruit, and he's, like, the best one.
Matt's a recruit. He hasn't been in HOH yet. But, like, you know, he would not mess that up. He would not, like, that's just, like, read the room, dude.
She,
like,
is so ditzy, and he also... There is also something to be said for, if she has seen Big Brother, it's probably BB Australia.
Yes,
and from what different. I've heard, it's very different.
It is, yeah.
And, like, people are more kumbaya and, like, chill on Australia.
Yeah, I mean, Bowie would be perfect for at least the Big Brother Australia that I know of.
Yeah, so I think maybe that's the mindset that she's in, yeah. Even though she's been there for 70-something days at this point and still hasn't picked up on the fact that that's not what this is.
Yeah.
But
Bowie is...
in her defense, that's what I think she... thinks that she signed up for
a popularity contest, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bowie is, she's fun. I'll say that. She's fun to watch for the wrong reasons.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Top of the next episode, she starts out having a chat with Cameron, and Bowie basically tells Cameron, like, Corey is pushing you as a backdoor pretty hard. And so then Cameron was like, well, I'm pushing for Corey as a backdoor really hard. And Bowie was like, well, I'm just hoping the veto doesn't get used because I don't want to have to get blood on my hands.
Okay, so another rant here. Like, if I'm playing Big Brother, a player like Bowie is the last person I would want to, like, tie myself to.
Right.
Because when shit hits the fan, where are you going to be? You know? Like, if I'm in danger and you're the only one who can save me, I can't count on Bowie Jane or Meekole.
Also, if you...
Or Blue.
Yeah. Also, if you've tied yourself to Bowie, someone is targeting you and Bowie, and you and Bowie go up on the block next to each other, who's going home?
Yeah, why the hell would someone vote her out?
They're not going to send Bowie out. They're
exactly.
Send out.
Yeah, so Cam... I'm sure, like, this is the first time that Bowie has been relevant in the season, right? Is that fair to say?
Bold. No, it's true.
I think that's fair to say. This is the first time she's been relevant in this season. So, obviously, if you're Cam, like, oh, hey, like, we, you know, are cordial with each other. Like, let's work together, right? It's not like they established an alliance. But, like, shame on you, Cam, for thinking Bowie is going to be your savior this week.
Right.
Like, obviously, you are going to be the one she evicts. Because nobody else likes you.
Yeah. And she basically was, like, kind of trying to say to him, like, I'm hoping the veto doesn't get used because I don't want to put you up. Like, she didn't say it to him in those words, but she was like, I don't want the veto to be used because I don't want to get blood on my hands. AKA, I don't want your blood on my hands. Like, dude.
Which should be what you want, but, you know, whatever. I mean, she got there.
Yeah.
She got there.
Yeah.
It took some fumbling.
After that conversation, too, Cam was spiraling. Went to Jack,
yes.
And was like, Mimi was right, because when I told Bowie that we wanted to put Corey up as a backdoor, she was not for it,
yep.
Blah, 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 which yep. Was not necessarily the case. She said she didn't want the veto used, period. She didn't say anything about Corey necessarily.
Right.
But he read into it, like Cameron does, and that was the extra little piece of the puzzle that Jack needed to, like, sink Cameron's ship.
Right. That sealed his fate.
Totally.
I think I don't blame him for reaching that point, that thought.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for that.
And I think it probably would have happened either way. Like, I think Jag and Matt probably still would have went to Bowie and were pushing Cameron after Jag won. But it helped.
He's way less likely to be nominated. I think Blue gets nominated if the veto is used and they don't tell Bowie Jane this information. That's who I would put up if I was her. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking through the list. That's the only one that would make any sense at all in terms of minimal blood on your hands.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. But poor Cam, I don't know why you opened your big mouth. That was
big dummy.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. And even more opportunity for them to steal Cameron's fate. They pick players for the veto competition.
Yep, no Cameron.
Bowie, Felicia, Suri, of course, are playing. Matt, Jag, and America get picked. No Cameron.
No Cameron.
No Cameron. How did you feel about the Zingbot-Otev combo competition?
It's fine. I think I'd rather it be the same week than two different weeks. Because, like, you know, Otev's cool, Zingbot's cool, but like I don't need that in a season to feel fulfilled. So wow. If you're gonna put them both together, like that's fine. I actually kind of think it's better.
I find that to be a bold take. I think I agree that they can and should be the same week.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should be the same competition. I think one should be a POV and one should be an HOH.
That would be fine too.
Yeah. Just because like there's only so many things we can look forward to in a Big Brother season.
Yeah,
and
you're
like
right.
Zingbot I look forward to.
Yeah.
Otev I like, and like I like that it returns every season. I wouldn't say I necessarily look forward to it. But it's a fun one.
Yeah.
And I'm
it's
just
fun.
Like you just put them both together and just like kind of canceled out a little bit of something that we had to look forward to.
Right. I mean, I guess my thought process is like the only Vito or Otev, well, there's two Otev competitions that I can think of that I thoroughly enjoyed because of like how intense it was.
Yep.
And that was the one that, it was the one that I think Janelle won in All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think she won it. That one and Zach winning in Big Brother 16.
Yep.
Those are the only two that I was like, oh man, this is intense. And like people are bumping into each other. And like, that was fun.
It's a competition that has that potential. This season, these people fucking suck at everything.
I mean, we have Sari and Felicia.
And they weren't even, Felicia wasn't even the worst one. It was Sari in America who made the worst fumbles of all time.
Yeah. yeah.
So oh embarrassing. God.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
Honestly, that was really, really bad.
Yeah, right?
Because I would argue the worst one before the season was Rockstar blowing it in season 20. Dropping your thing.
She's lucky she wasn't on the block.
America, yeah. Dropping your thing and then for like taking your time to go get it when slow ass Felicia.
It was like she dropped it, had to process that she dropped it, then was like, shit, I need to go get it.
And then took her time.
And then Felicia was already like halfway up the thing.
That's so bad. If that was
like,
me.
What did she think? Felicia was going to toss it to her?
Yeah, right. Hey, Felicia, can you just go grab that real quick? I got to stay on this rock. Maybe that was the thought process. Like, oh, I'm already on the rock. So
like, I'm good.
I'm good. But like, go get it. What are you doing?
And
like,
she's a super fan. She knows better.
Yeah. That's poor you. And Sari, that one hurt. Because I was like, man, Sari's already not known to be good at competitions and challenges.
And she was the first one up there.
I'm like, hell yeah, Sari. Okay, like, let's go. Maybe you got a couple of rounds in you. And then she got it wrong. And I'm like, wow, like, damn, dude. This is great for your game, Sari, whether you did this on purpose or not. But
and
shit.
I wonder, too, like, because I think it wasn't until, like, the second person got up that she noticed it was wrong.
Right.
And then went to go, like, fix her mistake.
Right.
I wonder if, like, she had realized sooner, maybe, if she would have stayed in longer. I still don't think she would have won. No shade to Sari, but I was like, come on, girl.
Yeah, that one really, really hurt.
Did you have a favorite Zing?
Honestly, they were all so good.
Really?
Well, there were a couple that were, like, whatever.
I'm, like, I have some that I thought were really good and funny, and then I have some that I was like, you could have done better.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm gonna go through this list here. So
give me like your top two.
I mean, the Sari one was the best one.
Yeah, that was my favorite
one. That one like literally like hurt me.
The best two was the follow-up, like the Tribe Has Spoken Zing.
That was so fucking funny.
That
was funny as hell. The Corey shit, that was great.
That was also a fun, funny one. Yep. Short like a grain. Terrible.
Yeah, that one hurt. And the blue one. That was so below the belt, but I loved it, dude.
Yeah, especially because you know she lives for being the like cutesy, fashionable one.
That's her thing. And he was like, yeah, your fashion sense sucks. I loved all of that.
The Bowie one about like the shark teeth thing.
That was good.
At first it was like kind of a low blow. But then when Jag, it was funnier to me that Jag followed it up by saying, I see her teeth first when she enters the room.
Which was really funny.
Which was funnier than the Zing itself.
Yep.
Felicia's pissed me off because I was like, yes, she's the old one. So like naturally they're going to go to that. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a single wrinkle. And it's Felicia. There's so much you could have said about this woman.
Yeah, she fell into the pool.
She fell into the hot tub. She's dropped her mics in the toilet. She makes 50,000 requests. She's loud as fuck. Like,
you could have said anything.
So much you could have said. I would have even been happier if they ragged on her for having a bald head over having wrinkles.
Felicia was the easiest one, and they
fucked it up.
Were like, yeah, you're old. That was whack. I'll say Felicia's was whack. Cameron's was pretty lazy.
It was funny, but like,
it was cool, boring. But like, you just call him a tool or a douchebag or whatever you say. Like, it doesn't matter.
That was another one where it was only funny because then they followed it up with all the house
everyone
guests.
Everyone else being like, yeah, he's so right. Yeah. Matt's was boring as hell.
Yeah, I didn't like Matt's either.
You're just a dumb jock. Like, that, okay. Like,
lazy.
And then Jag's was, your game sucks. Like, that's also, like, those, I feel like everyone, every season gets one of those. Like, oh, hey, your game is super boring.
Your game is,
yeah, hey, you're an idiot. And it's like, okay, dude, like, come on. Like, have you been watching the show? You know? So it's like, there's so many things to roast people for. So, you know, it could have been better. But
the Mimi thing was interesting, too.
Oh, I forgot about that. I was living for that.
So did most other people because she was already gone.
The moment he started mentioning Nicole, I was like, what? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was living for that.
You know that they probably had her zing already written and like didn't want to give it up. So they were like, oh, you know what's funny? If we also throw in the fact that like she's not there anymore, like, now and that still use it.
They're like, now that she's gone, like, oh yeah, we can really throw this one out there.
But yeah, Ceri by far was the best.
Whoever wrote that deserves a promotion. Ceri's and Meikle's.
Yeah.
I'll take that too.
I would like to know who gets to write them.
Yeah. Thank God the writer's strike ended, because otherwise we would have gotten some terrible things.
I know,
things.
Some trash. So Jag wins, of course. I think, not surprising, it's his third veto win at this point.
Yay, Jag. Good for him.
Clearly, Bowie's not going to get her wish of not having veto used.
Yeah, it's funny, I don't know if this is the right word, the dichotomy or duality, whatever, of Bowie Jane, like, basically right before the veto, like, oh man, like, Matt and Jag are like my number one allies, they're like top guys, like,
yep,
I know they're gonna like win this veto and keep them the same for me because they respect me and all this stuff. And then like the first scene after he wins, she's like, so I had to think about replacement doms because I think Jag's gonna
use the
take somebody down. Yikes. Yeah, I don't know where Bowie got the idea that Jag was on her side, but whatever. They're nice guys, so I'm sure they were just nice to her.
Yeah, they were nice to her, and I think they both want her to go to Final Three with them. So, they can tell her that without necessarily lying to her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everybody is pitching for either Corey or Cameron to go up. Again, Cameron hardcore pitching Corey.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's kind of getting the impression from Bowie that like something's up, and he's like, so are you saying the least amount of blood is me?
Which is very, very hard, like, excellent read by him though.
Yeah, and she was like she kind of like gave a non-answer.
Yep.
I think, which is when you know that something's up.
Yep.
Same thing happened when he talked to the fugitives.
I wasn't mad about that name.
He was, that one was okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's big boys club energy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, makes sense for the three of them.
It's just a bro alliance.
Yeah. Yeah, he tells Jack, like, keep the noms the same, and he can tell the two of them are being weird, shifty. Like you said, a lot of, like, mm-hmms,
A lot of mm-hmms,
like, maybes, like,
dead blank faces. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
So we kind of saw that coming. A couple things I wanted to add in, though, from feeds that were not in the episode.
Okay.
There was a lot of moments where, and it happened again during the renom, during the veto ceremony, so we'll get to that in a little bit, but where Bowie showed a little bit of her feisty side.
There were
some moments on feeds where she was having a conversation with Cameron, and he was like, at this point, kind of knew the writing was on the wall and that he was probably going up.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I kept you safe for 2 months. And she said, but I was never in danger. To his face, which was hilarious to watch and, like, very valid.
Okay, yeah, actually, that's a super good point.
It was a very good comeback.
She ain't going home no matter what, bro.
She was like, what do you mean you kept me safe? I was never in danger. And then he also said to her...
that's a good point. That would have shut me up if I was him.
He also said to her when he was, like, trying to figure out if it was him or Corey, he goes, so this is a blind side then? And Bowie goes, it's not a blind side if we're discussing it. Just right to his face.
Again,
vague enough that like he could take that as it's him, he could take it as it's Corey, but I think he knew at that point.
Yeah.
But just very funny to see like Bowie's little like feisty side come out a little bit.
At least now.
I know.
It's better than not at all, I guess.
She's woken up a little bit. Beggars can't be choosers. So, not surprisingly, Jag used the veto on Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
And Bowie nominates Cameron. Again, a little feistiness from Bowie. Cameron goes, "You've shown your character." And she says, "Yes, and I'm proud of it."
I don't understand. Okay, so here's the thing. We already talked about this. This was not Bowie Jane's HOH.
No,
right?
It was not.
So, like, I'm guessing she's, like, trying to be like, oh, this is my move.
Yeah.
She's trying to, like, take credit for it. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm so proud of, like, what I just did. Like, you know, I'm a badass, whatever. But, like, the next conversation that we see after that segment, if I remember right, is Cam, like, I got to go to Jack and Max. I know they're responsible for this.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or actually, no. As he's fighting with her, or with Bowie, or yelling at her, or whatever, right after he's like, oh, Jack, you got me. I knew it was you. You know what I mean? Like, no one gives a fuck about Bowie Jane.
And he immediately like, starts throwing Matt and Jag's names out to Ciri Blue. Like, because
yeah.
He knows they're responsible for his downfall. You don't hear him throwing Bowie under the bus to anyone
yeah.
because he knows it's not her move.
Cam's not going after Bowie if he survives. Like, he doesn't care. It's Matt and Jag. Like, absolutely. So, you know, Bowie's just trying to take credit and all this stuff and sound cool and get her sound bites in. But like, you know, we all know what's going on.
I do also think there was a little bit of like, and it wasn't shown as much in the episode, little bit with the conversation where Jag told Bowie that Cam was saying, you know, I think Mimi was right about her.
Right.
They pushed a lot to her that Cameron was throwing her under the bus. Mm-hmm. They kept telling her, like, oh, Cameron was just pretending to her, he's throwing you into the bus.
Yep, yep.
So I think it was a little bit of that where, like, she was trying to just get a dig at him because she thinks that he's, like, been against her this whole time, which is not the case. but that's what she believes because that's what she's being told.
Right.
I think it's also a little bit of that, too.
I feel like if you tell Bowie anything, she'll just believe it right away.
Right, 100%.
So, you know. I don't like Bowie Jane.
I could see that.
All due respect to Bowie Jane.
I think you are in the majority there.
Okay. All right, cool. That makes me feel a little better.
Before we get back to game stuff, we kind of touched on it earlier, but they did the segment where Matt was talking about how like whispering in the deaf community is like really rude and just like people don't do that around him and it's like really tough for him.
Right.
Immediately when I saw the segment, I was like, they are trying real hard to get him that America's Favorite vote.
Oh, I think
shade to Matt. He doesn't need the help.
He doesn't need the help. Exactly what I was going to say. I think he's got that locked in. If it's not Ciri, because it's Ciri, like all the Survivor people watching, you know, it's Matt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opener for me because I actually did not know that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know hard of hearing people.
Uh-huh.
But I've never thought to whisper around them.
Right.
So fortunately, I haven't done that yet. So,
right. And now you know that it's like a no-no.
Yeah.
Which I think like just human nature when you know that someone is deaf, like you naturally probably wouldn't whisper around them.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously in the environment they're in the Big Brother house, like it's kind of a... There's no way around it.
Yep.
And so it's been tough for him to navigate that. But, you know, Jag going and like comforting him later. I was like, oh my gosh, they're my favorite showmance this season, by the way.
Right. Jag's his boy.
Love them.
Jag's his boy.
And then Felicia hyping Matt up was so sweet. She really is like Matt's number one fan. There was another clip on feeds unrelated to this conversation where she was talking about, because she's retired now, her and her husband.
Right.
She was talking about like, oh, like when you go to Paris for the Olympics, like I'm going to be there. She was like, I'm coming to like support. And like, she's fully in it. Like, she's like, oh, I'm not joking. She's like, I'm literally going
That's
to like
so
support
fire.
You.
That's and so fire.
So yeah, Felicia's his number one fan. And when she was hyping him up being like, you are going to like be an inspiration for other people who could like do something like this too in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hell yeah, Felicia.
That was great. Annoying though, how like they hug and then the scene just ends. And I was like, wait, like I actually didn't feel like a resolution there.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you're going to like talk to the other people and tell them to stop whispering? Are they going to like say sorry? Like, I don't know. Like I just got like a hug from Felicia and then we're done. Now to the next one. And then immediate cut to Cameron talking about some stupid fucking bullshit actor or whatever.
Oh yeah, that segment was so dumb.
That it was funny because of Felicia. So.
Yeah,
Felicia,
I mean, she carried makes that everything scene. Funny.
Yeah,
they have. I feel like they do everything in their power to insert some of her DR segments into the episodes.
I'm sure there's so much gold that they're waiting for the clip episode.
I know. I was surprised the mic drops, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
The toilet mic drops.
Right.
Those I thought were going to be in the memory episode. I'm sure they probably still will show them again.
They're going to show them later.
They
should.
they better well. Show all of her requesting all of her shit. Have you seen any of those clips of her being like, we need Mr. Big. We need seasoning salt. We need garlic powder. We need this. She's going off about everything.
I have not seen it, but I mean, no. Felicia reminds me of my mom, and my mom would probably do something like that. So. If she was in the house, that is. So, that checks out completely.
Too funny. Yeah, we kind of talked a little bit about already, but Cameron kind of knows he's on his way out at this point. So, he talks to Sari and is telling Sari, like, listen, Jag is a threat. He kind of is trying to turn everybody against Jag and Matt because he knows that they're the reason that he's going out.
Yep.
And Sari feels blue on this information, too, because I think she feels like Blue is maybe one of the only other people that will listen to what she has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right, because I think Cameron also tried to do the same thing with Blue, and she was like, I'm not buying that.
But girl, then when Sari, wrong number.
Yeah, but then when Sari said it,
now
she was like, wait, actually, now that Sari's saying it, it's making sense.
It okay. Fair, I guess. Yeah, fair. All right, Blue, whatever. I won't flame Blue that much, but like, I feel like I would hear someone out, even if they were like my adversary or if I just
especially
didn't like
because he's coming from a place of like, I know I'm going home, so I have nothing to lose at this point.
That's exactly. It's like, if he's literally going home, he's not asking you to save him. He's like, hey, these guys screwed me and they're gonna screw you. Like, and it made perfect sense as he was explaining it to her.
Yeah.
And Sari literally said the same thing.
And all like, oh, information in the Big Brother house is good information.
I think
whether
so
it's
too.
True or not. Like, you got to take it in and, you know, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah,
I
you
think.
Could use it somehow. So, I'm glad Blue finally saw the light after Queen Sari got to her. So
yes. We cleared that up for her. Again, I said it multiple times. Cam, I think, knew he was going home at this point. But there was a really funny moment on Feeds again. Miss Felicia carrying the season. Where she was like, oh, Cameron, you better enjoy it. It's your last time in the backyard.
No, Felicia.
And he was like, does that mean I'm not getting your vote? And they had a laugh about it. And like, she's just so upfront.
Oh my God.
But like, they had all been talking earlier about how like the backyard was going to close for setup of the HOH competition before the vote and stuff.
Okay.
So she was like, oh, Cam, like, you better take it in. It's your last night in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, girl, you can't be, like, and this is why I love the older players in Big Brother, because they do not give a shit. They will just say whatever comes to mind.
That is so funny.
And I loved her for that.
This will be your last time in the backyard.
We're not good at, you know, you really did it.
You're going to evict me?
Because it's a sock.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? This is an awful way to tell someone. This is your last time in the backyard, motherfucker.
No, I didn't put that piece on there. You did.
Oh, it's a little donut. That won't throw that well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, disregard it. Forget I said that.
This is
for dodgeball purposes. It's pretty good. That's for a violation.
Monfi over here making bold statements.
Huh?
Monfi over here making bold statements.
What'd you say this time?
No.
You be saying bold things.
The boldest. She was like, oh, this is the last time you get to be in the backyard. I was like, damn.
Damn.
I was like, wait a second, you're voting to evict me?
She said, this is the last time you get to be in the backyard. Mama.
And he said, damn, are you evicting me? And I said, I just looked at him and he laughed. He said, no, I don't blame you.
Yeah, but I blame you.
Damn. Just...
And then I said, disregard I said that.
It's going to be like everything I do is going to be like a memory lap. This is your last family dinner. This will be your last time sitting in a red chair. This will be your last time going night-night in here.
I remember sitting out here, though, thinking it was my last time to sit in the damn backyard.
Yeah.
Just because I love to see Cameron humbled.
I love when people mess up like before an eviction. Like, didn't Felicia do this to, I don't remember
Red.
Who. It
are was you going to bring that cupcake home with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, what are you doing? I love when people, either intentionally or not, say dumb shit like that. It's so, funny to me. Go Felicia. Go Felicia.
Before we get to the vote, there was also that little segment where Jag, again, was talking about who his ideal final group was. He had already established that Matt and Bowie he wants in his final three.
Yeah.
But he has now told us that his ideal final five is Matt, Bowie, Ceri, Felicia, and him. I think if I were him, that probably is a smart group to bring just because of like competition track record.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think it's fine, but he should replace one of those with probably Blue because I don't think he's considering the vote numbers. And if I am Matt and I win HOH and somehow Jag ends up on the block, then it's over.
Yep.
Or if Jag's not on the block, then there could be a tie that I would have to break. So, like, I don't think he's considering all that. So
I think he's only considering endgame. I think his final five is, these are all the people I wouldn't mind sitting next to in final two chairs.
Yes.
And not, I need to build a path to get to the final two chairs.
Right, right. I like the idea. I get it. He should probably not do that. But we'll see. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I think he's capable because all three of those ladies have a terrible competition track record. So,
very true.
I get the logic.
Yes.
So I won't be mad at it quite yet until it doesn't work.
We'll see what Jag brings.
Yeah.
Getting to the vote. So, you know, they're voting, they're doing their speeches, and they keep saying the word exquisite.
Yeah. I forgot to mention. I should have said you look exquisite at the top of the episode. Whoops.
I know. You dropped the ball on that.
Yeah, I totally blew that. That should have been the first thing I said, actually.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway about this segment, though, was, did you catch that Corey then lied about what he said?
Dude, that pissed me off because I'm like, that's so not necessary.
Like, I looked at it
just
as
just say
like,
I said good. It's that would be even funnier. Yes. That would make me laugh if I was like in the house.
I thought it was so funny that he did that. But I kind of looked at it as like, Corey is an anxious little boy. And I think that when when they were like, oh, like, what'd you say? For some reason, he panicked in the moment and just like said something.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, I said it. She looked unbearably exquisite. Because like, he was like, shit, I didn't go along with the plan. Even though like it doesn't matter either way. I think in the moment, he just like panicked and said something.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny that it was a live episode. They literally were like, let's eavesdrop on the house guest. And they happened to catch that right after he had voted. And we all heard him say good.
So funny. Yeah.
It was just like perfectly timed.
Ugh.
But on feeds later, he admitted it to them. He was like,
oh, good.
He was like, I have a confession to make. I was like, Corey, you are so extra. But he was like, yeah, I said good and it got a lot of laughs or whatever. I was like, you're so dumb. It doesn't matter.
I'm so glad he came clean because if that was unresolved, I don't think I'd watch the show ever again.
It would be weighing on my heart.
That one hurt really bad. I'm like, dude, I know what you did. We all know you did. How dare you, bro?
We saw it.
Ugh.
We have the receipts.
What a clown for that. But okay, he corrected his wrong. Good on you, Corey.
The exquisite thing was funny, though. I found it to be one of the funnier, I don't know if prank is the best word, but like,
funnier Julie interactions.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's always something, and they've been trying, I think, this season with their like compliments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the through line of the exquisite thing, I liked it.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate how Corey was the last vote and fucked it up.
The punchline was Corey.
Yeah.
Which is what made it perfect, I think.
He didn't mess it up midway through. Mm-hmm. That would have been like, okay, this is stupid now. I don't care about this anymore. But that was great. The timing of that was fine. So, I appreciate stuff like that. It's fun.
The comedic timing was good.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the episode
mm-hmm.
was Cameron being evicted unanimously and walking out the door.
Cameron.
Sorry, Cam.
Poor guy. At least he was a good sport about it.
Yes. Like, we kind of talked about his exit interview already, so we don't really need to touch on that too much anymore. But the fact that he's the first one in jury, I feel like just sums up this season very well.
It checks out.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting him to be the first jury. Honestly, I thought Ceri was going to be the first jury boot, to be honest. But I was going off of just gut instinct.
Yep.
So I got the first letter right.
Close. Yeah. But not quite.
Not quite. Not quite.
Did you see the clip also random, but I feel like I need to put this in here now because from now until we see him in a jury episode, I will not be talking about Cameron ever again.
Gotta have it now.
So yeah. I feel like I need to put this in here now.
For sure.
Did you see that he mentioned to Felicia that he made the Denzel Washington comparison and like thought that she was his sister?
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple weeks ago or whatever.
But he said it to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, recently.
What did she have to say about
that? And
she
was like, what? Are you kidding me? She was like her classic cackle that she does. But she was like, okay. Like, you know her. But it was just funny moment. He was like, oh my gosh. I forget how they even got on the topic of it. I think they were talking about like actors or celebrities or something. Mm-hmm. But if I can find the clip, I'll insert it so like listeners can hear it. But it was funny.
Please do not obstruct your microphone.
Yeah, they know it's about to get fun. The fact that I made the correlation between you and Denzel and I thought that you guys are related somehow.
Me and Denzel Washington?
Yes.
You've never heard this?
There's been wilder things that have happened in this house over the years.
This has been like week
three. Day three I pinned this. I was like, if I'm wrong, me and Jared had a $100 bet on it. So we're going to find out.
Me and Denzel Washington?
Yes, 100%.
How or why?
I told you that in the kitchen, like day two. I remember talking to you, and I was like, "Has anyone ever told you that you sound like Denzel Washington?"
I do remember you saying that one time.
And then it was just from then on. Anything that I saw after that was just additional evidence, and I was like, "Yep."
Basically, Cam had this theory where
literally just her. Like, I don't know where that started.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Because Jared had the theory. There's been theories in the past where people are like, someone is related to a bunch of other people. Like, you know, Frankie Grande was in here.
Uh-huh.
Ariana Grande. There's always been, like, someone that knows someone in the outside. And I was like, this is not beyond the realm of possibility that you guys are related
I've
somehow.
I've never seen him in person, met him, nothing.
I initially thought brother because the timeline added up.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know his entire personal life history.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
then I met you and talked about your personal family, and I was like, okay, brothers are out. Family's out.
Family's out.
There's got to be some sort of, like, cousins. There's a cousin. There's some sort of something here. And it's gone down the road too long, and you've mentioned Denzel being your crush for so long, and you and I have quoted countless Denzel movies together.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have gone down lists of all of them. And I've come to the conclusion, and me and Izzy were, like, doing our dirt thing. And she was like, tell me, do you really think that? I was like, by now, no. But I was like, it would be cool if I left it open, and it would be just awesome. And no. I was like, you know what? No, I got to bring it up to her. I just kept forgetting to bring it up. And now I'm... Yeah.
I wish. I've seen... The closest I've gotten is I went to a live Broadway play in New York and saw him.
That's great.
I appreciated it.
If I'm Felicia, I've been like, oh, hell yeah. How'd you know?
I would have
done exactly like Zach, Big Brother 16. They're like, oh, yeah, he's, what did they say? He's Amanda's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, hell yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
of course.
It's like, why not? It's so funny.
It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
It doesn't matter.
So funny. So following Cameron's eviction, Julie announces it's BB Comic Week.
Yes.
And there are superpowers. The first one is the BB power of invisibility, which makes the HOH invisible to the house guests.
Right.
Which is a copy of something they've done on Big Brother Canada in the past.
Oh, that's great. Have you seen that?
I did see that season.
Okay, cool.
Victoria season, right?
Oh, I was this close.
That's the only Canada season I've seen.
Wow. Okay, because I was going to press you because I was like, yo, I don't think you've seen that. Like, Big Brother Canada, I've been trying to get you to watch that show for years now.
That's the only season I watched, got the VPN and did the whole thing.
Yes.
But I didn't watch this most recent one, I don't think.
I watched like 1 week of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good season.
Oh, okay, good. So I didn't miss much. But yeah, the invisibility is interesting.
Yes. They've done this one time, Invisible HOH.
It was fun to watch, I thought.
It was a great idea, but the result was lackluster.
Yeah.
I kind of spoiled myself because I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now.
Oh,
so I have a rough idea of what might happen.
Well, I was going to talk about spoilers in a couple minutes anyways.
Oh, okay.
So I might spoil it, only if you want it to be spoiled for you.
Oh, I mean, I spoiled myself, so okay. I already knew who H.O.H.
we'll
was.
We'll get to that in a bit, though.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But yeah, BB power of invisibility. And then the other power is, for the POV, called the BB power of multiplicity.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, but I figured there were two Vetoes.
Yeah, I know now what it means, but when I watched the episode, my guess was two Vetoes. Whether that be like one person gets two, or like, I don't know how, or two different people get vetoes. Yeah. Like, I just figured there were two. And
I mean, it sounds like a diamond power veto.
Yeah. Or like you get the option to use to take both off or something. I don't know.
Right. Right. We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. The episode ended with the crash landing in the HOH room, which was so extra.
Yeah, I was watching it and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I appreciate that. And then I realized, like, they put the meteor on the table.
Yeah, and then so they I'm just like, threw a couple of things on the ground and were like, call it a day.
Yeah, but I'm like, why put it on the table? Put it on the floor.
Uh-huh, so it looks like it's going
it looks like
the
it's
ground.
Crashing to the ground, but they tried their best. It looked cool.
It did. The fog added to it, I think.
Fog is fun. We love fog machines, so.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. I thought it was silly, though.
Very silly.
But good idea, I guess.
Okay, for anyone that does not want spoilers, now is your time to jump, because we're going to talk about HOH. And I believe I also know who was nominated, right. So we might talk about that, too.
Okay, we'll miss you.
Adios. Okay. So, BB Power of Invisibility was absolutely wasted on Jag, because he won HOH and then immediately told almost the entire house that he was HOH.
Okay, I figured he told
people.
Which
was, yeah, awful to watch, because it's just like, his whole thing is he tells a lot of people, but then is paranoid about who he's going to nominate to not get blood on his hands. And I was like, you are a fucking dumbass, because the whole point of this twist is so that you can nominate people without getting blood on your hands.
You could have gotten away with it, and then right after the eviction said it was me. Like, yes. You could have done that.
Anything else other than telling. And the funny thing too is he told multiple people, but told those people that no one else knew. And so, like, it's just been the feeds that I have watched have just been chaotic, of like Jag trying to remember who knows and trying to remember who knows who else knows. Like, he has telling everyone that
this dude
he told Matt first, and then he has told Matt, I'm gonna tell Bowie, I'm going to tell Suri, I'm going to tell Corey America, but I'm going to tell them that the only person who knows is you. And so now it's like this chaotic thing where, like, he has to keep up the appearances that only Matt knows, even though all these other people know. It's so fucking stupid.
That is... Okay, I understand why you're saying he's messy.
Yes.
I totally get it now.
The messiness is coming out for sure with this invisible HOH, which is funny because he didn't need to. Like, he could have just kept it a secret.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Okay. Well, good on him for winning, though.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what the competition was. I know it was something timed. And people were upset that it was, like, I think physical in some way. People were like, oh, for an invisible HOH, they should have done something that, like,
anybody could.
The mamas would have had a better opportunity to win.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about, like, those kinds of conversations. Like, I agree that there should be a good spread of different types of competition so that other people have the opportunity to win.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's been some conversation about people being like, well, they should make the physical competitions easier. And it's like, well, you're just also making them easier for the people who probably are going to win anyways. So, like,
that is actually a very good point.
Like, if you make the physical competition easier for Felicia,
yeah,
you're also making it easier for Jag.
Right.
So
right.
He's probably still going to win. You know what I mean?
Yep. I think the problem is that if you want to make the the point, at the end of the day, this is a show.
Yes.
Right? So if they just make a bunch of, like, tie your shoes competitions, no one's going to want to watch that.
Yes. They have to make competitions that are
cool
different
to look at.
And difficult for certain people. Otherwise, they will not be fun to watch.
Exactly. So it's tough, but unless, you know, you do your own Big Brother or something, then too bad.
Yeah.
Other shameless plug, I actually had my own, I organized my own Survivor weekend.
What?
A couple months ago.
Oh my god.
Or last month, sorry. Or a month and a half ago.
Who won? Were you Jeff?
I was Jeff. Oh my and one god. Of my other good friends was, well, she was Jeff and I was Probst.
Okay. I love that.
And I won't reveal who won because we recorded.
Oh my gosh. All wait, this. Did you already post this somewhere?
No. I haven't done it yet. I haven't started editing. Okay. Because I'm a busy man. But when it's ready,
you need to let me know because I want to watch it.
Oh, don't worry. I will. It's, we'll see how it looks as a show, but it was so fun. But the point is, like, I was able to brainstorm with my co-hosts on what competitions to do.
Right.
And by the time we were done and we had all of them figured out, I was like, this is very much a fair balance of different types of competitions. Where
which
it's
is
like,
how it should be.
Yeah, like, you don't need to be a D1 athlete to win these.
Right.
And you also don't need to be, like, totally physically incompetent to win these either. So,
and some people are going to be better suited to certain competitions than others.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The problem is, like, is it nice to look at?
Right.
That's the problem. So, for Big Brother, the show, where they had to make these elaborate set pieces and stuff like that, which aren't that elaborate compared to, like, Big Brother Canada, but
yep.
they need to make sets. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can't do OTEV and not put the water and the right. paint and all that stuff. So
it's got to be have some degree of difficulty and interest that makes people want to watch it.
Yeah. So do I wish it was easier for other people to win? Yeah. I just wish they were different competitions.
Yeah. I also think that, like, there have been other competitions that have given people opportunities to win and they just haven't won them. That you know what
too.
I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
They've done a good spread of different competitions and these people just haven't won them.
Right. This wasn't like a Jackson Mickey season. Not to mention his name.
Yikes.
But
jump scare.
It wasn't like just all physical comps that are only like beefy dudes can win. Like, it seems like this season was a pretty good mixture of competitions. And sorry, Felicia's just not good at competitions.
Right.
Nor Suri. She's never been good at competitions.
Right. She's got a track record.
Yeah. And everyone's also trying to not win everything except Cam and, I guess, Riley.
True.
So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right. Oh, and Heisen. Throwback. Super throwback. Super throwback.
Speaking of Suri and Felicia, though.
Suri and Felicia, yes.
There was some conversation about who Jag was going to nominate.
Uh-huh.
He was thinking about Suri or Felicia and Blue, which is interesting because, as we talked about previously, he claims he wants to go to Final Five with these certain people.
Right.
Including Suri and Felicia.
Right.
But wants to put one or both of them on the block. Did you see who he nominated?
Yeah,
okay.
Do.
So he decided to nominate Felicia and Blue.
Which, okay.
I guess fine.
Not exactly a big splash, but, you know, whatever.
I just don't think the nominations are going to stick because the BB power of multiplicity.
Ooh.
Is,
oh, you know what it does?
I do.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't know.
Would you like to know?
Please tell me.
Okay. So what I've gathered from feeds, and again, this is all up for scrutiny. I could be wrong, but it sounds like there are two veto competitions.
Oh.
The first competition, everybody gets to play.
Okay.
Whoever wins the veto.
Wins it, yeah.
Gets a veto. Then they do another competition. Not sure if that one is the standard veto pick or if everyone gets to play.
Uh-huh.
I'm also not sure if the winner of the first veto gets to play in the second one or not. I don't think they do, but
I feel like if they
that's been a conversation.
I think they should be able to.
I think so too. I think that makes it more interesting.
That's kind of cool. Like, why not?
But there's then a second competition, which as we're recording this, so it's Saturday right now, they're happening now.
Ooh.
In real time.
Okay.
So there will be a second veto. So basically there are two separate vetoes in play.
Okay.
Which basically tells me that none of these nominations, like, his nominations are going to change, whether it's one or both of them coming off the block.
Yeah.
And I also don't know how the vetoes work in the sense that, like, do they do a veto ceremony? Say Blue comes off the block. He puts someone up.
Yep.
Then can the second veto
that
the
person
who just got renommed? Like, I don't know how that works.
Right.
That part of it works.
That's a good question because the closest we got to something like this was Big Brother 14.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ian and Gen City won two vetoes somehow. I think there was all the balls and you have to open them up and find the golden ticket or whatever.
Yep.
Ian won that, and then Jen won the actual veto that season. And Ian went first and didn't use a veto. Then Gen City used a veto on Dan. So we never seen two vetoes be used like that.
Jose would say. Scenarios.
Jose.
Have you seen that meme?
I remember all that.
Scenarios.
Love Jose. Wow.
Scenarios. Say there's two vetoes. Say Suri wins one and Bowie wins one. Whoever. Say they both win.
That's the two least likely people
but
to
say
win.
Say they win. Okay? Say they win.
Okay.
Suri uses the veto on Blue.
Yeah.
Bowie uses the veto on Felicia.
Yeah.
All four of them are now safe. Because Suri and Bowie are veto holders. And they can't be renomed. Blue and Felicia are safe. Who the hell is Jag going to nominate?
America and Corey.
America and Corey. And then Corey goes home, right?
Yeah.
Which is not what he wants at this point. Like, I don't think he would be upset about it.
Who, Jag?
Yeah.
I
think he it would not be, of course, it wouldn't be his plan.
I think it would be bad timing to get one of them out now.
Yeah.
I think they had to wait
a week.
Yeah, they probably got to get, like, Blue, Felicia, or Bowie Jane out.
Yep.
Now.
I think so, too.
Well, I guess, shit, they're working with all of them, so who knows who they want to kick out, but...
But that would be so fun to watch. If, like, two people win veto, use it on somebody on the block, and then four people are safe, and then he has to choose from, like, his allies.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Crazy.
He's, like I said, he already put up Blue. I don't know how he managed to do that.
Blue was his target from the beginning. From the whole
thing
was, do I put up Blue and Felicia... to send Blue out?
Serena,
do I
put
up Suri and Blue and try to send Blue out? Do I put up Suri and Felicia and backdoor Blue? Which backdoors to me at this point are so stupid because 90% of the people that are in the house get to play.
Well, I was going to say, there's no point in backdoor. Speaking of that, actually, can we rewind a little bit?
Yes.
Getting Cameron out now was the smartest decision for Matt and Jack because of how late in the game it is. Like, Cameron is winning out. And making it to final two.
Well, I kept saying, like, if they don't do it now, they will lose their opportunity.
Right. Absolutely. So good on them. Getting Jared out when he
got... I think it was good for everyone's game to get Cameron out.
Oh, for everybody, yeah. But, I mean, I'm giving the credit to Matt
and Jack. Yeah, 100%.
Sorry, my fault. Not to derail there.
No, I think it's totally true. And, yeah, like, at this point, so there's, what, 8 of them left?
Because
it's a 7-person jury. Yeah. So there's 8 of them left.
8 left.
In the house. Jags HOH, that leaves 7. So that means...
4 out of 7 people could get nominated.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
And then also, there's 8 of them. So in a POV selection, only 2 people don't play. In a standard veto.
Yeah, but everybody plays.
But yeah, so in the first one, supposedly everyone plays.
Mm.
So it could be interesting. Suri will get to play in her second veto ever.
Wow. Maybe even third.
Maybe third in the same week.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe she'll win one. Do you think she's going to win a competition this season?
No.
Not a single one. That was a quick no.
I would bet a lot of money that she's not winning a single competition.
Okay, yeah. I think you're right.
She's done. Not only is she not, like, capable of winning, like, the physical ones... And we have enough data points from Survivor to know this. She just seems mentally checked out ever since
100%.
Ever since Izzy got kicked out, actually.
I think Izzy was what did it for her.
Yeah, so...
Which makes me sad, but...
Right. So I don't think she's been studying days or anything like that. And I think she's been going through the motions and trying to regain her footing.
I also think that it's been in her best interest for a while to not win. So, like...
Right.
And that's what the problem is with this season is, like... it's just not a season of great competitors, like, let's be frank. But also, none of them have wanted to win that badly.
Right.
So it's a combination of people that suck at competitions and people that don't really want to win them either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you get, like, the Camerons and the Hysums of the world
that
win everything because they don't really have much competition.
Yeah. There should be... more of an incentive, but I guess it's not enough.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if Big Brother put in a stipulation that was like, for every competition you win, we add $5,000 to the like prize at the end, or some way to monetize it. Obviously, when the assumption is you're gonna win $750,000 at the end, like $5,000 for every competition, like, doesn't really do much for you.
I'd rather risk $5,000 for $750,000.
Yeah,
that's not a big deal to me.
But I'm like, what is there something they could do to incentivize it more?
Yeah, I can't think of much, because like with Survivor, it's like if you don't win, you're in danger of going home.
Yeah, you might, which is true on Big Brother too, but in a different way.
It's in a different way, right? Like, I could not win, and then I could not be nominated. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, it's not as scary to lose in Big Brother as it is in Survivor, where you literally anyone could go home.
Yeah,
and you can't guarantee anything there. So, yeah, I don't know how you fix that.
Yeah,
I'd have to brainstorm on that.
Well, we need to figure it out and then call the producers and be like, listen.
Listen, make these people try.
Please. Also, I'm putting it on the universe. BB26 better be a house full of comp beasts, because I'm so sick of seeing the same people win over and over this season that I'm ready for a competition beast season where it's like all these really hardcore competitors that different people win back to back to back.
That would be fun. I wouldn't be mad about that. Mm-hmm. If they did a returning season, that would be fun and messy.
Yes.
I'm thinking like Devin.
Devin, 16. Oof. He needs some coaching before he goes in.
Yeah, a lot of that.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, I won't name he who will not be named. Casey.
Casey would be cool.
Tyler.
Tyler would never do it again.
I've had enough Tyler, I'd say. Yeah. But Josh. Yeah, camera comes back. Josh, how many did Josh win? I don't remember Josh winning a lot.
I don't know, but he's on the challenge.
Yeah.
I think he got pretty far.
Yeah. He's still in as
far as I know. Oh, is he? Yeah. I didn't watch. I haven't been watching, but...
Okay.
Maybe Josh, I don't know.
But a Jared and Cameron reunion would be fun, too. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think
never
want to
see Jared
idea.
Ever again. Cam, maybe you, like... You would have to have a really stacked cast for me to be cool with Cameron being there over some other people.
Right.
But,
yeah. Cody would be good, too.
Cody would be all right.
He'd be all right.
He'd be all right.
He makes sense to add to that roster there.
Yeah, for competitions, for sure.
Oh my God,
we're complete Michael erasure.
Oh, shit.
He was like a sneaky comp beast.
It's so funny because I wanted to like compare Cameron to Michael a number of times.
Uh-huh.
When I was driving over here, I'm like, oh, I got to make sure I bring up Michael. And I forgot all about that guy.
Yeah, he had the perfect like... comp beast but good social game combo, which like obviously didn't work out for him when he got closer to the end because he got cut, but like he did a much better job than Cameron of winning back-to-back things but also making himself unassuming.
Yeah I mean, if it wasn't for
Brittany
well, Brittany wasn't a good ally, but if it wasn't for Kyle, the whole Kyle fiasco, if it wasn't for that and them capitalizing on that or whatever you want to consider that.
Yep.
If it wasn't for that, he would have been fine.
True.
Probably would have won the game.
True.
But he outed himself as a manipulator a bit too much. So
yeah,
is what it is. But yeah, no, Cameron and Michael have super similar games.
Yes.
Cameron's just more of a douchebag.
More of a douchebag, yeah. And like, I don't know, just was not good at downplaying his competition.
Absolutely. Palace, absolutely.
Unfortunately for him.
But it is interesting, super slight sidebar. I don't know about you, but when I watch like a Big Brother season, I like kind of consider a season in like different acts, like act one, act two, whatever. And this season was like act one was all these random people winning. And then act two was just Cameron winning and Jared winning everything.
Yes. Back to back.
From week four to week 9 minus Corey's double eviction win. Cameron and Jared won everything.
Yep.
And then there was a week where Cameron and Jared were the only ones competing in anything.
So you would call that what, act two?
That's all act two.
Act
all
two
that.
Was the worst period of my life.
It was not fun.
Yeah.
By any means. Also because the wrong people were going home.
Yes.
So yeah, act two was gross. But we're in act three. And
so hopefully it's looking up.
Yeah. And I think once Jag or Matt are voted out, then we'll be in act four. And then we'll have
ideally more. Jag if I had my choice, but
if you had a choice, yeah.
To be
right.
voted out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I want Matt to win over Jag, but
Team Matt.
if Jag is gonna win, I think his only way to win is next to Matt, and and I would still want Matt to win. So
yeah. Any parting words?
No. I guess I had an exquisite time.
Yes, this was exquisite.
Yes,
an exquisite experience.
Yes, great talking about television in general. Yes. So no, go Matt. Fuck Bowie Jane. And Ceri pulling for you, girl.
Yeah.
Win one and prove me wrong, please.
Oh my gosh, she might. You never know.
Yeah.
You might have to eat your words.
I'm willing to do that. Fortunately, I didn't actually bet a lot of money, but
that's good.
I would.
Any social handles or things you would like to plug for people to find you or rant to you about your terrible takes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to talk about how terrible Jared is and have me agree with you, hit me up on Instagram, not jgatz, JGATZ.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Of course.
Again, exquisite.
Thank you so much for having
me. Very exquisite.
Yes. This is the best week to talk about, I would say.
This was a good one. Jam-packed.
With a bit too much, arguably.
I know.
Seriously. Jam-packed, the only thing that could have made it better is anyone but Bowie Jane winning HOH.
Yep.
But it's okay. We'll make it work.
We'll persevere.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
Cool.
That's a wrap on this episode. To join in on the discussion, use the hashtag OBrotherPodcast on social media. And you can find me at It's Me Bree Lee everywhere. Thanks for listening. Bye.